Well, Ben, we've seen you on the field in the last few weeks, but you haven't been able to have a ball in your hands until now. You must be quite relieved to have got back out there and got a few overs under your belt.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of the frustrating was starting to build up, sort of similar to when I was actually able to bat again. I mean, I was spending a week and a half in the nets, and it was the same with the bowling. You know, I've been bowling for the last 2 weeks, just sort of easing myself back into it. It took a little bit longer than what I would have liked, but now I've got through that, and it's just sort of a relief to be able to go out there and bowl without any sort of concerns or anything that, you know, my knee's going to break down.
When I saw you at Whitburn last week when you were with the academy, you had some kind of bizarre machine with you at the end of the day. Tell us about that. What is that?
Oh, it's a game ready. It's just basically an ice machine which you shove a load of ice in and some water, and you wrap yourself around in it, and then it just sort of, you know, it compresses and ices, and it's just really good. It's something that I have to do after every time I've been on my feet for sort of longer than 2 or 3 hours.
Right, and that's part of the healing process, is it?
It was healing at the first point. I was on it 4 or 5 times a day after my surgery. Now it's more of a prevention thing, I would say, just to save any swelling getting back in there.
Now you've taken 3 for 50 in the Lancashire second innings. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow. You've got to chase down 247 to win this one. It's could be balanced on a knife edge this tomorrow, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the pitch has changed a lot over the last two. Definitely since the first day, there was swing and, you know, nip. Well, you know, a lot of nip off the wicket, and now sort of towards the end of the day, the ball stopped swinging and the pace and sideways movement went out of the wicket, so it has changed. But then at the same time, it sort of started to spin there towards the end for Scotty and Adam, so you know, we might have to change the way that we played in our first batting innings, whereas that was heavily reliant on watching the ball hard with the swing and nip, whereas this innings round it might be watching the spin and bounce.
You think it's settled a little bit in the heat and it's meant to be even hotter tomorrow?
Well, I think that must be, obviously it's dried the wicket out, so you know, it's maybe not as damp underneath. I'm not sure, the footholds are bigger, so there's been more cricket played on it, which is why it's spinning now. But I think the heat of today especially, and if it is hot tomorrow, will change the wicket and make it dry out.
So once you've played in the final day tomorrow for Durham, you're off to rejoin England. It must feel like a long time since you were last part of the England unit.
I mean, I didn't think it would take this long. You know, I maybe set my goals a little bit too early in terms of when I thought I was going to be back, because things went really well the first 4 weeks. But, you know, a little bit of naivety there, I think. Obviously, it's the first injury I've had, you know, with any other pack except my finger and my wrist. So I wasn't quite sure, but, you know, I've done everything I need to do, and, you know, I'm just good to be back in the mix again.
You've played against Jimmy Anderson in this game. He'll be back with England as well. What did you make of him? I mean, he's as good as he's been.
To the left-handers, you know, he was his typical self. He was, you know, showing all his skills. And at one point, you know, I don't think he even looked like making anyone hit the ball, because it was doing that much and he was bowling that well. But now he looked in really good rhythm. And, you know, as I said, you could tell he was the number one bowler in the world just from watching him bowl.
Yeah. The second test later this week at Old Trafford, raring to get back in the fold with England and hopefully back on the pitch in an England shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. You know, it's you know, at the moment, I'm just pleased to have got the phone call this afternoon saying I'm back in the squad. So we'll just have to see what the sort of end of the week turns out in terms of if I'm playing or not.
And finally, Adam Hickey's got his first 2 championship wickets today. Nice to see a young lad coming into the team and getting a few wickets.
It is. I mean, it's always, you know, we've had a few players over the last 3 years come in. I was actually saying that I was number 115 for Durham, and I think there's 20, 30 players who've played after me, and I'm 25, so it's made me feel really old. But the people that we've got coming through, you know, have done really, really well. Adam there today bowled a really nice spell, and he thoroughly deserved his first wicket, 2 wickets, and I think he really enjoyed the first one he got. Of Crofty, I think he got stuck into him a little bit when he was batting, so I think he enjoyed that one. But, you know, it's good to see all the young lads coming through the system, bursting onto the scene for Durham and making an impact.